In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I didn't remember Ash Wednesday ever being on Valentine's Day before. Do you? My memory for dates is not that great, though, so I looked it up a couple weeks ago. And it turns out I was right, at least as far as my lifetime goes. The last time that Ash Wednesday fell on February 14th was in 1945. In fact, since 1900, it's only happened twice. The other time was in 1934. So this is a rare occurrence. Of course, Valentine's Day is not a religious holiday, although it is observed religiously by millions of people around the world with cards, flowers, chocolates, romantic dinners often, and things like that. This rare juxtaposition of a cultural holiday dedicated to love and a religious day of solemn observance of the beginning of Lent deserves some attention. We could call it Love and Lent, or even Love and Death. I think that was a Woody Allen movie. So those of you who are here tonight are serious about your commitment to God. You could be out there eating dinner somewhere. And there's nothing wrong with love or romance, but you've chosen to come here tonight to remember instead how much God loves you. You have come to this penitential service that begins the season of Lent to remember your mortality. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. These are the words you will hear in a few minutes as you kneel to receive the sign of the cross in ashes on your forehead. Why in the world do we do this? Well, we do this because the wisdom of those in the faith who have gone before us is found in our liturgical traditions. We do this because it is important for our spiritual lives to remember our own mortality. We do this because by acknowledging our mortality, we can be set free to truly live. Having just spent most of 2017 in treatment for breast cancer, I have a much deeper understanding of my own mortality. I faced it daily for some months. And many of you have also faced your own death, whether in military service, or maybe it was a car accident, or a diagnosis of cancer, or another life-threatening illness. For me, as for many of us, I imagine, the difficult time was also a time of extraordinary blessing. I felt God's love and presence with me in a way that I can't even put into words. I still feel God's love and presence with me now on the other side of it. During that time, I saw God at work in little and big ways every day, all around me. And I still see God at work, but sometimes I have to slow down in order to do that now. It was easier to see that when I couldn't do anything else. Out of my experience of being diagnosed and treated for stage 3 breast cancer, I have a deeper bodily knowledge of the freedom that facing our own death can bring us. God wants us to be free from fear. And God wants us to be free from attachments that get in the way of our life with God. God wants us to be free to live and live abundantly. We come from God, and we all will return to God. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. What a great comfort these words can bring. Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday, love and death. So on this Valentine's Day, unlike any other since 1945, we can focus on God's love for us and our great need for God. In a few minutes, Father Alan, on behalf of the church, will invite you to a Holy Lent. And the prayer book suggests a number of practices that we can do in Lent. I think it's worth asking, why do we do these things? Why do most people give up something for Lent? What is the purpose? I've told this story before. Some of you have heard it and some of you have not. About two different Lents in my experience. When I was in college, I sang with a co-ed a cappella group at Yale called Red Hot and Blue. And we had a spring tour during spring break, which was March, which was in Lent. And on our tour, we would sing at places like the National Press Club and lots of fancy places, and we would get paid with food, basically. We'd get our sing for our supper. And so that Lent, I had decided I would give up desserts. And there were a lot of really good desserts that year that were offered to me during that tour, particularly during spring break, 2 weeks of it. But I did it. I didn't eat one bite of any dessert all of Lent that year, and I felt really good, and I felt really proud of myself. Then several years later, I decided I would give up complaining for Lent. I don't know what I was thinking. I found that I simply could not do it. I complained less, of course, but I failed over and over and over. So which one of these experiences do you think brought me closer to God? It was the second one, of course. I learned more about myself, my limitations, and my need for God from my failure, from my inability to completely stop complaining, than I ever did from not eating desserts. You see, the reason that we give up something for Lent, or the reason that we practice these spiritual practices in Lent, is to deepen our relationship with God. And so whatever you're doing, if you've been doing the same thing for years and it deepens your relationship with God, then keep doing it. But if you're doing something more out of habit, And it doesn't really remind you of God daily, and it doesn't really deepen your relationship with God, you might try doing something else in Lent. You might try taking on a practice. You might try giving up complaining. Whatever it is that you choose to do in Lent, remember that the goal is to deepen our relationship to God. So this Valentine's Day, this Ash Wednesday, remember God's incredible love for all of us. Amen.